We are still dealing with our series on the Church of the Living God. And on last week, we were dealing with the saints understanding the Church is spiritual. And when we're saying the Church is spiritual, Jesus has come to give us life, came to offer us an opportunity to restore the connection that was lost because of Adam's disobedience. When Adam disobeyed Jesus in the garden, he brought a change in our nature. According to the scripture, he told Adam, "The day that you eat of that fruit, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt surely die." And when they ate of that fruit, we realized they did not die a physical death, even though that was part of the judgment. They did not die when they ate of that fruit a physical death, because after they ate of that fruit, scripture says they tried to sew fig leaves to cover up their nakedness. Also, after they ate of that fruit, when they felt the presence of Jesus coming in the midst of the garden, they tried to hide themselves. And Jesus called out to Adam, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "I hid myself because I was naked." And Jesus told him, "Who told you that you were naked?" So now we know what Jesus was talking about when he said, "The day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die." There's a change in the nature. There was a change in the nature, and it wasn't a good change. It was a bad change. Because remember, before they ate of the fruit, both the man and the woman were naked, and they were not ashamed. But when they ate of that fruit, scripture says that the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, meaning shame came on them. That was the change that was in the nature. So when Jesus is coming to the earth to save us from sin, he's coming to save us from a spiritual condition. We, a lot of times, we associate sin with all of the physical things that we do. The fighting, the cussing, the drugs, the alcohol, the smoking, the sex without marriage, or, you know, just being wild. That's what we associate sin with. But really, sin is a spiritual condition. Sin is a spiritual sickness. And I don't care where you try to isolate yourself from, that sickness is still in you. The disease is still there. The corruption that sin brings is still inside of you. How it messes up your mind. Y'all realize that sin messes up your mind. It affects the way you think. It affects what you imagine in your mind. The things that you allow to be entertained in your mind. Sin affects all of those kinds of things. And this is why when you're talking about Jesus saving you, he saves you, but he also delivers your mind. He also gets your mind straight. Helps your mind start to think about the things that are more important. One writer, if you go over to the book of Romans, Romans chapter number 1, and you can see how sin affects the mind. Romans 1, didn't tend to go there. 1, and starting at verse number 18, go down a little bit. Romans 1 and 18. That's truth. That's truth. Don't you see it? Do you see that the wrath of Jesus is revealed from heaven as being against all of this stuff that is going on in the earth? All of these diseases and sicknesses and disasters that are happening all around the world. I know sometimes we don't think about it because it may not be happening in our home or on our street. But there's trouble. There's problems all in the earth. And these problems, they just seem to be coming out of nowhere. you know, these diseases, these sicknesses, these natural occurrences, all of these things just seem to be happening all over the earth. And you should be asking yourself, what is it? Why are these things happening? According to the scripture, it says that the wrath of God, right? I thank the Lord, saints, that's what you thank the Lord for. You got to have a spiritual mind to see that the Lord is against the stuff that's going on in the earth. And he is bringing man into what? Judgment. It's as though he's preparing the human for judgment. One writer said that the Lord endures forever. He's prepared his throne for judgment. He's going to judge the world in what? Righteousness. Now, if the Lord's judgment is righteous and man is unrighteous, we can see why he has wrath. Why does God have wrath? Because man is going directly opposite. Directly opposite of Jesus. And they don't have no problem showing that they're going to do what they want to do. Is they going to say what they want to say? They're going to do what they want to do. And then when the Lord's wrath comes on them, then they want to ask why. So that's the biggest question people ask. They see the wrath of Jesus coming. And they see it and it's catastrophic. It's horrible. It breaks your heart. It's destructive. And they say, why did all of this happen? Well, you think about what were you doing before it happened? What were you doing before the wrath of Jesus came on you? Where were you at and what were you doing? What were you engaging in? And people won't be honest then. We were just sitting around talking. No, you weren't. Something else was going on. Something else you were doing that you knew wasn't like the Lord. You were saying something. You were doing something that wasn't like Jesus. And Jesus already told you before you even did it that I am going to judge you. I'm going to judge you by the standard of what? Righteousness. Come on, that's the truth, saints. He already told that man that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul that sinneth. That seemed like to me my top priority would be to get out of sin. If I love living, if I love life, that means I need to do my best to get out of sin. If I love the concept of living, I love the concept of life. I love the concept of being able to breathe and have the activities of my limbs. I don't like the stuff to go along with some of the stuff, but I love the concept of being able to breathe and have the activities of my limbs and existing. I'm glad Jesus allowed me to exist, to be here on this earth. You know, and see the beauty that is there. There are some beauties. You know, when we went to the flower show, we saw the beauty of the Lord. You know, you see beauty from Jesus. Then you see man just does what they do. But you see the Lord is miraculous. We serve a mighty God to be able to make all of these different, you know, colors, you know, and allow these different smells. You know how you smell different things? You wouldn't be able to do that if you weren't existing. I don't care what nobody say. If you weren't existing, you would not be able to experience all of the beautiful things that go along with life. But on the other side of that, I also realize death is hovering. Death is always like a shadow on my back. That's the truth. Every time you get another age, I told you all when I came into 46 this year, 46 was one for the books. I mean, I just did not see what happened to me happening. You know, my lip got big. My toe got big. All these weird things were happening to me when I turned 46 years old. And what was it? What was it? It was just a reminder. I don't care how you feel before you turned that age. Death is still hovering over me. It's like a shadow is on my back. Constantly reminding me, you're getting out of here. I don't care how young and strong you feel, you're getting out of here. And that's something that we all need to be aware of. We don't think about it when we're young. We don't think about it when everything is going fine. But as the years creep up on us, we've got that thing hovering over our back. Huh? That's the truth. Your hair was gray, was black, and then it starts getting these gray streaks. And they're just reminders. And you're like, whoa, what is this? That's the shadow that's over your back. That shadow's not going nowhere. That shadow one day is going to catch up with you and bring you into judgment with your maker. Huh? Jesus said, one day I'm going to call and you're going to answer. What do you mean he's going to call? The shadow's going to catch up with you. And there's nothing that you and I can do to avoid that shadow. You could go live in a mansion. You could be swimming beside a yacht. You could be riding on a private jet. That shadow is still over you. One day Jesus is going to call and you are going to answer. And you're going to have to give an account for the things that you've done in this body, whether it's good or bad. That's the truth. You're going to have to answer for everything you've done in this body. Every cuss word. That's the truth. Every bit of hate you entertain. Every root of bitterness that you allow to take hold in your mind. You're going to have to give an answer for that. Every time you allowed anger to get the best of you. Come on, that's the truth. You know when you've allowed anger to get the best of you, you ball up your fists. You may not swing it, but you ball it up. And you start to say things all in your mind. That's the truth. You're going to have to give an account for that. The Lord is going to bring you into judgment for that. And I thank the Lord he brings you into the church to open up your mind. That's what I'm talking about when I say the church is spiritual. The Lord give you a mind to think about these things that the world don't think about. The world doesn't even consider the things that are going on around them to say, oh, why is this happening? When the scriptures clearly give you the answer. What does the scripture say? The wrath of God is revealed from heaven as being against all unrighteousness. Isn't that the truth? Did I quote that right? That's the truth. All this stuff, the Lord knows it. He sees it. He sees everything that is going on in the earth. He sees disobedience in the children. When the parents tell them something to do, the Lord sees it. And the Lord sees it. He says, that child or that young person, you are going to perish. You're going to be judged. You're going to be punished. Whether your mother don't punish you, whether your father don't punish you, they're not the ones that gave the command. Jesus is the one that gave the command. Children, obey your parents. Huh? Come on, isn't that something? That means that child could go through life and be disobedient and disrespectful to their parents, and their parents ain't got to do nothing to them. Why? Because there's one mightier than the parents that is going to bring them into judgment. Jesus said, not with your mom and your daddy, but I'm going to bring you into judgment with me, right? That's the truth. Lord has already prepared the throne. And the throne is prepared for judging. And he's going to judge the world in righteousness. And he's letting the world know every time you see his wrath come down the street. Every time you see his wrath on the television. Or every time you hear it on the radio. Every time you hear this chatter in the street, it's a reminder to you and I that are brought into the church that the Lord's word is true. His word is not lying. His word is truth. And what does the truth say? That the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Huh? Isn't that something? Nothing but the wrath can get into your mind and make you find a sense of unrest. A sense of being filled with anxiety, being stressed out, huh? And living life with no hope. Sister Mitchell was talking about that word with me in the car, fear. That let me know the wrath of God is real. And don't nobody know how to get to you. Jesus know how to get to you. Jesus know how to get to you real quick. And if you're not prepared, shame on you. Shame on you, because ain't no medicine going to cure it. Ain't no vacation going to let you escape his wrath. The wrath of God is revealed from where? Not from the earth. It's revealed from heaven. Huh? Come on, it's happening in the earth, but the revelation comes from heaven. It's revealed from heaven that he is against all ungodliness, all unrighteousness. That's why I thank the Lord for being in the church, because the church opens up your mind to this stuff.
when you see this stuff, you don't go around saying, shame, I don't understand what's going on. I don't blame global warming. I don't blame all of the pollutions. I say Jesus is sick. Jesus is sick and tired of sin. And he's letting you know he's almost fed up. Huh? Do y'all realize there's going to be a day when Jesus says enough? He's going to say no more salvation. Time for judgment, right? And one writer said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Woe to you and I that are left here when the Lord pours out his judgment. Huh? Woe to you and I that are left on the earth when the Lord removes salvation from all of the earth. Do you know when the Lord takes the church off of the earth, he's removing salvation all of the earth? Well, how do you say that, Elder Scudder? Because the church is a saving station. The church is a place for you to be delivered. Church is a place where the Lord has put his name in. And when the Lord removes the church off the earth, what is he saying? I'm removing my name off of the earth. Oh, man, where are you going to run at when you ain't got the name of Jesus? Who are you going to call on to be delivered when you ain't got the name of Jesus? That's why it's so important to be in the rapture. That's why it's so important to say, Lord, I don't want to miss the rapture. Lord, if you take my life before the rapture happens, let me be present with you. Then the Lord say, I'm going to bring those back with me. When I come back in the cloud, I'm going to bring them back with me. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. In other words, you want to be a part of the rapture, right? I want to be a part of the rapture. But then after the rapture, then woe on earth. One writer said the Lord's going to open up the vows. Huh? Who is worthy to open up the book? The book of wrath. The book of judgment. Huh? Come on, can you see it? I see it. It looked like the book is getting cracked. Huh? It looked like the book is getting cracked. Huh? It looked like it. It looked like it. If you pay attention clearly, if you open up your spiritual eyes, you see clearly that the Lord's wrath is, it looked like the book is cracking open. And the Lord helped me to be ready. Jesus says, help me to be ready. Help me not to give up. Help me not to faint. One writer said, don't you be weary in well-doing. Not doing this day and time. Don't you get tired of doing what's right. Why? Because the Lord is going to open up the book. And when he opens up the book, woe to you if you're still here, right? Woe to you if you're still here. Huh? Don't you? I can see it. There's stuff in the wind that there's no cures for. There's no cures for it. They're just trying to find a way. But there's no cures for it. They're trying to find a way for you to exist with it. But there's no cures for it. Don't you realize that's how dangerous the times are? They're trying to tell you, we can't cure it, but we're going to try to find a way for you to live with it. Oh, I thank Jesus. He's not like that. Jesus said, when I save you from sin, I deliver you. That woman with the issue of blood, she didn't find a way to deal with it. The Lord cured her up from that very moment. The Lord dried whatever the issue was up. He dried it up. He cured it right then and there. Come on, that man that was at the gate called Beautiful that could not walk, the Lord cured his ankle bones right then and there. And those that were in sin, that the Lord filled you with the Holy Ghost, the Lord cured you. He cured you from the plague of sin. You no longer have to walk around saying this about me and that about me. The Lord delivered you from that stuff. The blood of Jesus has prevailed against all of that. The Lord's blood has prevailed stronger than all of that stuff that you were finding yourself weak to do it. Huh? That's the truth. All that stuff you thought you had to keep on doing. I thank the Lord I tasted of this sweet salvation. The way the Lord showed me that he's stronger. The Lord is stronger than your weaknesses. Huh? Come on, isn't that a beautiful thing? The very thing that I feel I cannot get through. The Lord says, my grace is sufficient. Huh? He's stronger than my weaknesses. Huh? That let me know the Lord want me to be successful in this thing called holiness. When I don't think I can make it, Lord said, just open up your mouth and call on my name. Why? Because my name is sufficient. My name has got the power to help you, right? Isn't that the truth? Holy Ghost is our helper. Huh? No, Lord said, I know you got an infirmity in your flesh. Huh? That mean that word infirmity means a weakness, a struggle. Lord knows you got weaknesses in your flesh. The Lord knows sometimes you don't know what the issue is. You don't know what you should be praying for. You start calling it one thing and that ain't it. You start thinking it's one thing and that ain't it. You start thinking if I just do this, this will fix it, and it don't fix it. That's what the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you. You don't know what to pray for. But the Holy Ghost searches all things. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is a searcher. It's a discerner of thoughts and the intents of your heart. Holy Ghost won't lie to you. Holy Ghost is an honest spirit, right? It tells you the truth. Don't you realize that the Holy Ghost tells you the truth? And it does not bite its tongue. It is very open and direct with you, right? Holy Ghost tells you, don't do it. Leave that alone. Don't go there. Don't touch that. Holy Ghost tells you that. But the world will try to see, well, how can you, let's see if we can find a way. I'm trying to tell you, the world can't cure it. World just trying to get you to exist with it. But shame on you if you don't let the Lord cure you from your sin. When the Lord says, I'm come to save you from sin, why would you try to let a demon try to indoctrinate you to just go along with sin? When the Lord says, I can remove it from you. Come on, the burden that's over you. Lord can remove that burden. That's why I know when my mind is on Jesus like it should, I don't even notice the shadow over top of me. The shadow of what? The shadow of death. I don't even notice it in the back of me. People say, oh, the stutter, you ain't going to dye your hair. No. I don't even pay no attention to the gray. I don't even pay no attention to being bald. I don't even pay no attention to me not being able to do this or do that. Not when I got my mind on Jesus. Why? Because he delivers me from the shadow of death, right? He delivers me from the shadow of death. But when you ain't got no deliverance, death be making you nervous. Death make you sweat. Death make you feel anxious. Death make you feel, I just don't know what to do. You be like the troubled sea, tossed to and fro. Why? Because you got death hovering over you. There's no peace, says my God, to that wicked fella. The wicked is looking for rest. But the writer said they will not be able to find it. Their life casts up nothing but what? Mire and dirt. In other words, they look for trouble. They just troublemakers. Troublemakers and trouble lookers. But I thank the Lord. Lord took that spirit away from me. Come on, saints. You ain't got to live like that. Not when the Lord delivers you from that stuff. You ain't got to live with trouble all around you. No, you don't. Lord said that the wicked are like the troubled sea. But the Lord delivered me from wickedness. He said that my peace I leave with you. And I want that peace. Not like the world gives, but the Lord Jesus' peace. That peace that passes all understanding. That keeps my mind sound, right? That's the truth. That's what I want from the Lord. I want the Lord to keep me seeing with spiritual eyes. I want the Lord to keep my eyes spiritually open so that I can see what? His wrath. His wrath. That's the truth. People call you left and right saying this is going on. And that is going on in my life and in my body and in my mind. I look at them and I be saying to myself, well, when are you going to get tired of that stuff? When are you going to come on and give the Lord your life? When are you going to come on and let Jesus be God? Stop fighting the revelation. What is the revelation? Jesus said, I am the only wise God. Isn't that the beautiful thing? I'm so glad I was not disobedient to that revelation. But I said, amen, Jesus. I said, amen, Lord Jesus. You are the only wise God. Jesus Christ is God. to that revelation. In other words, he's the supreme being. He calls the shot. He says this and that. And I say, amen, Jesus. You are the only wise God. Huh? I don't be going around questioning when the Lord bring death on my loved ones. I say, amen, Jesus. You are the only wise God. Even when them folk be close to you. I mean close to you. Close to you, that you say, they say, they ain't here no more. Ain't nothing we can do about it. I say, amen, Jesus. You are the only wise God. Why? Because he proved himself one more time. He showed humanity, I've appointed your bounds that you cannot pass. Lord, say, one day I'm going to call and you are going to answer. Come on, can you thank the Lord for opening up your mind to see that? That's revelation. That's an understanding that the world doesn't have, right? World ain't got that understanding. But when you can look and see mother and father die right in front of you, you might shed a tear, but then the Holy Ghost kicks right in. Huh? That spirit of truth kicks right in. Huh? And the Lord says, I'm the one that lives. Huh? I give and I take away, right? Huh? The Lord gives and he takes it away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Huh? Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. That let me know when you know Jesus is God, you don't argue with the Lord. That's what some preacher got on there on the television and had the audacity to say out of his mouth, I argued with Jesus. I let the Lord know that I was upset with him. And he tried to use an example in the scripture talking about Moses arguing with Jesus. Moses ain't have no Holy Ghost. Huh? Moses ain't have no Holy Ghost. But you and I, we got the Holy Ghost. Moses did not know Jesus is God. Why? Because when he came to the burning bush, he asked the Lord, who are you? That's not me. I got the Holy Ghost inside of me. When the Lord brings me to the burning bush, I gladly take off my shoes. I gladly bow on my knees. I gladly say, Jesus, you are the great I am, right? I ain't trying to figure out who he is. I know Jesus is God, right? And when you know he's God, ain't no sense in you even talking about you angry with him. Who are you? Lord is sovereign. He does what he wants when he wants. How he wants to do it. Isn't that a beautiful thing? He's sovereign. Huh? That's the truth. Everybody want to just die, just dropping dead. But some folk going to have to suffer. Some folk going to suffer before death comes. But you still got to know Jesus is God. Even in the midst of your suffering, you cannot get angry with Jesus. Huh? And even when your mind get a little sidetracked and you ask the Lord, why? Why, Jesus? You got to ask the Lord, Lord, let the Holy Ghost kick in. Let my spiritual eyes open up and let me see your authority. Huh? Over this whole situation. Let me see your rule. Let me see your dominion. Huh? Let me see that you had the preeminence. Huh? It takes the Holy Ghost to think like that. Huh? It takes the Holy Ghost to think like that. Take the Holy Ghost to let you know you are nothing. Huh? Oh yeah, take the Holy Ghost to let you know you are nothing. Take the Holy Ghost to let you know in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Take the Holy Ghost to know he is the length of our days. That let me know if I should stop breathing today. Lord, just let me be ready. Come on. You got that understanding, Lord Jesus, if I should stop breathing today. Notice I didn't say tomorrow. I said today. If I stop breathing today, Jesus, let me be ready. That's your only prayer. That's your only concern. Jesus, let me be ready, right? Let me be ready. Why? Because he is going to call. And you just got to do what? Answer. You can try to ignore him all you want. But one day you're going to answer Jesus. And you're going to have to give an account for what you've done in this body. Huh? But you want to, if the Lord lets you stay here,
Lord, let you stay here the rest of the day. He let you stay here to see tomorrow and next week. You better ask the Lord Jesus, let my eyes be open. Lord Jesus, let me clearly see what is going on in the land. Going on not just in the land, in my family. Those around me. Those that call themselves my neighbors. People on my job. Lord Jesus, let me clearly see what is going on. What is taking place. Right, I done told you that the wrath of God is revealed from what? Heaven. As being what? Against. That means he ain't for it. He's not for it. Come on, you may think it's okay to go participate. But the Lord say, no, I'm against it. Don't you fall trap into that. Don't you let your family members come over to your holy house, to your sanctified ground, and bring their ungodliness. Say, oh, you just in the church, you in it, but we not in it. We gonna go out in the backyard, not on my turf. Not on mine. Not on my ground. Now, when I go to your house, you do what you want to do. And just as fast as I walk in, I'm going to walk right on out. Because the Lord told me to get away from you. Because I don't know when he's going to pull out the wrath. That cookout might be the last cookout, right? And I don't know when the Lord going to pull out the wrath. And I don't want to be there, right? You don't want to come see them? You don't want to come take pictures? You don't want to see them walk down the red carpet? You don't want to see them in their outfit? You don't want to see them in the car? You don't want to see them get into with their date and go into the... No, I don't want to see none of that. Because the Lord done told me he's against it. Why would I want to be a part of what the Lord saying he's against? Come on, saints. Y'all better not back up from it. It's right there. That might be your child or your grandchild. But you got to... It don't change what the word say. Come on, it don't change what the word say. They going to prom and ain't to celebrate Jesus. Come on, don't you back up from it. It's not to celebrate Jesus. It's a bunch of ungodliness. It's a bunch of unrighteousness. And the Lord says he's against it. Jesus said it, not me. He's against it. He is against it. And he's against it. I don't want to be for it. I don't want to be for what the Lord is against. But it's a celebration. What are you celebrating? What are you celebrating? It's a mile marker. They finished school. Well, I think it's a better way to do that. I think the way we celebrate that the Lord has blessed them to reach that mile marker and finish school. How about we get down on our knees? How about we lift up holy hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, you said the Lord brought them all through all of these years without death and being successful in school. You said the Lord did that. You said Jesus did that. I think the best way we can celebrate is get on our knees and lift up our hands and let the Lord know, Jesus, I thank you. You don't need a new suit. You don't need a new dress. You don't need to rent a car. You don't need to blow up no balloons. You don't need to hire a DJ. But what you do need to do is let the Lord know, Jesus, you did it. Jesus, you deserve all the praise. Come on, that's why the world don't understand holiness. I'm trying to tell you, the world don't understand holiness. World can't fathom this. World can't let this comprehend in their mind. Lord said, these things are spiritually recognized. Come on, that's why you thank the Lord for opening up your understanding, right? There is a way that seems right. It seems right. Seems okay to celebrate. Seems like that's a pretty good thing to celebrate, to dance. But look what it leads to. You that say you have some wisdom with your age. Come on, you that say you walked in that same path that that young person is walking in. Why would you encourage them to do the things that you are ashamed of? Come on, you're only fooling yourself. You know what you did and how you did it. Why would you encourage them to do the things that you say you are ashamed of? You better think about it.
Huh? You better think about every hand rubbed on you when you weren't ready. Huh? When you were not ready. You did not want that to happen. But it happened when you just said, I got to go along with it. Because I don't want nobody to make me feel bad. I don't want nobody to think that I don't like them. Huh? It's the truth. And you fellas too. Everyone that made you think that being a man was you doing what you did. Huh? Made you think you were less than if you didn't do this or do that. Huh? Yes. Come on, it's the truth. That's that wickedness that's in the land. Huh? That's that wickedness that's in the land. And you that have aged, huh? You that got a couple of years on your life. All you need to do is go back and think. Huh? Go back and think what the things that brought shame in your life. And why would you encourage somebody else to go down that same path? Seems like to me you should pull them to the side and say, you don't want to do this. No good is going to come from this. Huh? Come on, we celebrating with the backs all out. Huh? Dresses all tight. We said, oh, you look so good. But you that got some age and you that got some wisdom, you know when you dress like that. You know how that thing didn't start off. It started off being cute, but then it turned into something else.
Thank you.
Turned into shame. Turned into you walking with your head held down. Huh? And you just coach yourself. Said, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You let them talk to you. Say, we had such a good time here.
We did, yeah.
You sure you love me? I love you, baby. Oh, I love you. There's none like you. You're the best. And you just go right on. You be laid all on. And then a couple of weeks later, he finds someone else. Huh? You done gave up your innocence. Huh? Because you thought that was going to be the one. Huh? Come on, all of you. You got age on your mind. You know it's the truth. You gave it up thinking that that was going to be the one. Huh? And they lied to you. Huh? That let you know Satan is a liar. Huh? And he uses whomever he chooses, right?
Jesus.
If it happened to you, why not them? If you say, well, I wish somebody would have warned me. Now you got the opportunity to warn them. To tell them you don't use your body like that. What should I be doing? You present your body as a living sacrifice to Jesus. Be holy, right? Yeah, be holy. Have some shamefacedness. That's the truth. Cover it up. Loosen it up and cover it up, right? Everything ain't got to be all tight up on you. That's true. And I don't know why I was going to talk about this, but it's true. But you say, why'd you bring this up? Because I'm trying to tell you the Lord is against this stuff. We wonder why his wrath is being poured out. We say, well, Lord, why are all these horrible things happen? He's already telling you why. He said the wrath of God is revealed from. Can't you see the revelation? He is showing you clearly that he is against what? Not some, all ungodliness. Not some. Man, if you got it in your home, you better get rid of it. Lord Jesus, I don't want to create an environment that you are against. Huh? I don't want to create an environment that Jesus is already telling me I'm against this stuff. Isn't that the truth? Read a little bit more.
It says, in the unrighteousness of men who hold the truth.
Whoa, what do they do?
Hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Uh-huh.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest.
Isn't that the truth?
But God has showed it unto
Come on, saints, when you go outside, don't miss the revelation. Yeah. Don't miss what the Lord is revealing to you. What is he revealing to you? You look up in the sky. You see that great ball of fire called the sun. You ain't got nothing to do with that. You can't control its position. You can't control the heat that it emits. But one writer says he holds it in a like a house, in a chamber. In other words, do y'all realize the sun is in a house? But one day the Lord is going to open up the doors of the house. Huh? What are you talking about, Elder Scudder? One writer said he looked up at the heavens and the heavens were on fire. Huh? And it melted the earth and all of the stuff that was in the earth, right? One day the Lord is going to open up the door. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Huh? That's why when I look up at that sun, I say, Jesus, help me to be ready. Because I can't control that. Huh? You know, we'd be going out, it's so hot outside, it's sticky. Ooh, just get me in the air. Ooh, it's so hot. But it should be a revelation. Huh? Lord should be opening up your mind. Do y'all realize this ain't no comparison to hell? Huh? Ain't no air conditions in hell. Ain't no fans in hell. And you ain't gonna melt in hell. Isn't that a beautiful thing? You know, you throw that ice cream out there and melt, but you not going to melt in hell. Same soul that went day one is still there. Huh? Somebody died last week, the week before that, they still there. Do y'all realize the rich man, he is still in hell. You mean right now? Yes, he is. He's still in hell, and he's still crying. Huh? And ain't got nobody to do what answer him. Huh? He's still saying, I wish, I wish, I wish. And he can't get out. Don't you realize that he cannot get out? Huh? Come on, everywhere they look, there's no escape. Huh? Come on, isn't that something? I know we don't live in that kind of environment because every place that they put somebody, look like somebody escaped from it. Huh? Even when they go down in the dirt, look like somebody can escape out the dirt. They show you the mirror, the movies where people's hands come out the dirt. Huh? Huh? So all in your mind, you be thinking, there just might be some kind of chance. I might be at escape, but hell is one place you are not getting out of, right? Hell is one place you ain't getting out of. And all thing you can do is pray, Lord Jesus, don't let me go to hell. Huh? Every day when it get hot, it's going to get hot this week. Because it's going to be another heat wave. It's going to be like 90-something degrees. And you're going to be outside and be standing with my skin burning. It should be, you get the revelation. Get the revelation loud and clear. What is the heavens revealing to you? Huh? Hell is real. Huh? When you see those wildfires, they show you them images of the earth just burning. And you should be saying to yourself, hell is real. Huh? Hell is real. You see them going, trying to take the helicopters and the planes to put the fire out. You should be saying to yourself, no, hell is real. Huh? Why? Because hell is a place that the water will not quench. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I don't care how much water you take with you, it ain't going to put the fire out, right? You're going to just be burning and burning. Huh? Isn't that a beautiful thing? I believe it's real. I believe it's real, and I know it's real. And I want to keep living like it's real. See, this world ain't living like hell is real. They living like they're going back with Jesus and ain't doing what Jesus tell them to do. How you going to go back with the Lord and you ain't doing what he tell you to do? When I'm telling you to be born again, because that's what the Lord told you to do. He said, if you haven't done this, you're not going to see it, nor can you enter into it. And you thank the Lord got you in the church. See, well, we keep hearing it over and over again. Amen. That lets you know you need to be serious about this thing. You should be questioning your salvation every day. Jesus, do I still got it? Do I still got the fire burning in my soul, right? I don't want to be going along with emotions and not have no Holy Ghost. Lord, say, I know my sheep. Ain't nobody but the devil will make me think that I'm something that I'm not. That I'm already ready to go somewhere that I haven't prepared for. Nobody but Satan would prepare your mind to think that way. But when you got a spiritual mind, you always ask the Lord Jesus, you find anything in me that's not like you? Take that thing away from me, Jesus. Every wrong thought, every wrong idea, Jesus. Take that stuff away from me. Why? Because I don't want to be lost, right? I want to go back with you. Huh? That's the truth. You allow yourself to say something and think something that's not like Jesus. Lord, keep me not feeling at rest. I don't want to feel restful when I do something that's not like the Lord. I want the Lord to keep me up. I want the Lord to let me know something ain't right. Something just don't feel right. And I don't want to look for excuses and say it's this person or that person. Lord, show me me. Show me where I got off track, right? And give me the mind to get myself right. I ain't going to throw that on Jesus because he didn't do it. I did it. And if I did it, I got to fix it, right? Isn't that the truth? Some people be praying all over, Lord, just, I'm waiting on you to help me. He didn't do it. You did it. And you need to ask the Lord to help you to see yourself. And when he shows you what you did, you fix it. You fix it. And I don't know what to do. That's why you got this book. What do the book tell you you need to do? Huh? I got a whole lot of instructions for when you get off track. Don't it? You might not like what it says. But it got a whole lot of instructions for when you get off track. Huh? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Did you finish it all? I'm done just about. As I see my time is just about up. But I want you all to understand this. You need to ask the Lord to open up your spiritual eyes so that you can see. Huh? Yeah, the weather may be nice outside, but I need to see something. I need to see what's really going on. You see them folk cutting in front of you and driving off through the red light? I need to see what's really going on. Huh? It ain't somebody that's getting somewhere faster than me. No, I know the devil would put that in your mind. Man, I wish I could run through the red light like they running through it. Because then I'd be able to get home a little bit quicker. I'd be able to get to where I'm going a little bit quicker. But you need to ask the Lord, Lord, let me see what's really going on. Huh? Come on, I see when you see spiritual, I see sin is running rampant. I see that devil is running like a wild horse. I see he's going through the land seeking whom he may devour. And he got some of them, don't he? He got them. When you see that spirit of lawlessness running rampant, I was in the store yesterday getting bread for the cookout. And a man walked in front of me just talking, holding the cart, on his phone talking. And I noticed as in hindsight, I noticed he was looking up and down the aisle, looking up and down the aisle. And then when I was more, I noticed I kept saying to myself, I saw him go through the door with this big old box of a fireplace and all of this lawn equipment. And I'm saying to myself, you know, Aldi's got them long lines. And you was just walking in front of me. So ain't no way in the world somebody checked you out. This was all going in the back of my mind as I see him going out the door. I said, man, he got his stuff real quick. And he was walking on down the sidewalk. And all of a sudden I noticed somebody out the back running. I said, man, that man stole that stuff that quick. And then it was a big old heavyweight security guard all the way in the back, not doing his job. Because he should have been at that door. But he was all the way back in the back, trying to hurry up and catch up to him. And me and the people in the store, they said, man, that just that quick. And the man came back in with the same cart. So they said, oh, wow, he got it. And they were just clapping. He got it, he got it. And the man looked at me, he said, man, do you realize they didn't even bring him back? And all I could do is just shake my head. I said, They didn't even bring him back. Now, what you think he going to do again? That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a spirit in the land. It's a spirit in the land. This is why the cities are so upset, because they say they keep letting these folk out. I'm trying to tell you, we don't have enough space in the jails for them. We really don't. If everybody that committed crime going to the jail, there's no space for these folk. They had to go through and choose which criminals to let out. Isn't that something? You don't even know. Your neighbor could have been locked up for shooting somebody yesterday. And because there was no room, they let him back out. And here you got a killer sitting next to you on the porch. You could be riding down the street. Here you are moving too slow for them. And you don't even know the person in the car is a killer. Got a gun sitting right beside him, looking for an excuse to use it. And when he ride beside you, you give him an evil eye. Jesus help you. Jesus help you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm trying to tell you, saints, you need to ask the Lord to open up your spiritual eyes so you can see really what is going on, what is happening in the earth right now. And as I see the Lord pour out his wrath, which y'all call the monkeypox and all these different versions of this virus. I keep trying to tell you all with this, I don't know what it was called in the beginning. COVID-19 or whatever it was. It just keeps mutating. And what are you saying now, the Scudder? I'm trying to tell you, the earth realizes they cannot cure it. So they're trying to condition your mind to live with it. That's why I say you need the Lord's blood to cover you. One thing I know about the Lord, Lord's blood will cover you from danger seen and unseen. You don't want to be subject to an environment to condition your thoughts to say, I got to deal with this stuff. No, I don't have to deal with this stuff. No, I don't have to deal with it. The Lord will protect me from both danger seen and unseen. He said, even though I walk through the valley, I take that thing literally. When I walk through the valley of the shadows, he says, my rod and my staff, it comforts me. He's right there to protect me, right? Even though I walk through that valley. That's my belief. We were taking Brother Hyman home the other day, and we were just noticing all these people outside. I said, Jesus. And if we look like we moved the car wrong, the wrong way, I can see 10 guns coming out. Because they were just looking like they were looking for a reason. It was dark. Wasn't that many street lights. We were on their turf. You know, they look at you and they know you don't belong. I'm going to tell you, you can leave these demons alone. These devils ain't nothing to play games with. I'm trying to tell you. You do your best to try to keep them off your property and all that other stuff. But if they drop stuff on the sidewalk, just let them go down the street and go pick it back up. Don't go arguing with them. Don't argue with these demons. Do not do that. You're going to mess yourself up. Because these people have no reason to live. They're letting you know that I'm on my way to hell and I'm taking whoever with me. You don't want to be subject to that kind of stuff. You don't want to be subject to that. And people say, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to have such a nice time. As I'm trying to tell you, look through spiritual eyes. The Lord is already telling you clearly. You see it in the scripture. I did not write this. The Lord specifically says that it is revealed from heaven. Huh? That he is against, not some ungodliness. Got them family members every now and then, they want to have a cookout and they want to sit around and they bring the cooler out and they start cracking stuff up. That's your cue. You that are righteous, that's your cue. They're trying to tell you, you don't belong here. Now why are you going to try to make yourself fit in? I ain't drinking with them. But you already know. The Lord says it is revealed from heaven that he is what? Against. And why would you want to be there? I guarantee you, you're going to get a call. You don't go, you're going to get a call. You know, such and such, we had a thing, and they started fighting. They say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, the Lord letting me see it. Huh? That's what Brother John be talking about. I can see it before I get there. Amen, brother. You better see it before you get there. You better see it before you get there. You better see you are living around a bunch of wild people. These are the walking dead. You ain't never seen them horror films? The people be like, he was like, ooh, I don't want you. Be walking dead. Some of them had their movies where they be looking, people look normal.
And then some folk get a glass or something, be looked through, and they really say, oh. Yes. Whoa. People be looking normal. They look at the glass. Oh, everybody, all these deaf people all around me. You get where you're going real quick. I ain't got time. You ain't going to sit on the corner. Nope. Ain't got time to sit on no corner. No. I'm going in my house. Right? Well, ain't you going to church yet? And you run out the door. Jump in the car real quick. Hey, how you doing? Zoom, right down by the street. You ain't going to come talk to me? No, I got to get to church. I ain't got time to be around you weird people. Right? Why? Because the Lord showed you something. What has he showed you, Stephen? It's not me. It's what the scripture says. He is against all what? Ungodliness and unrighteousness. Right?
Who holds truth in unrighteousness.
Yes. You read a little bit more. I'm done though.
Because that which may be known of God is manifested.
Yes.
God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly.
Ain't that the truth?
Being understood by the things of.
Do you all understand that? Only reason you're here because the Lord keeping your heart beating. Yes. Ain't that something? All the stuff that's been going on in your body. Only reason you're here because the Lord keeping your heart beating. Isn't that something? It is clearly revealed. Huh? He's appointed my bounds. And I ain't got to it yet. Huh? But one day I'm going to hit it hard, right? But Lord, help me to be ready when I hit it, right? Help me to be ready. People tell me, I feel so sorry for you. Well, don't feel sorry for me. You better feel sorry for yourself. You better make sure you get your soul right. That's why I'm praying and I'm going to church like I'm supposed to. Because I'm trying to get my soul straight. Because I know when the Lord calls, I ain't going to be able to cop no plea. I ain't going to be able to ask him for a little bit more time. You can call me 1,000 times. Say, Elder's got to pray for me. I can pray for you till Jesus calls you. It ain't going to stop Jesus. But just sit with me. I can sit right beside you. And it's not going to stop Jesus. Isn't that something? I think people think preachers got power. You know, some kind of magic. That if I touch you, that ain't how it works. The Lord told that woman, your faith did it. You trying to get it done based on my faith, but you need to have your own. It is your faith that does these things. You got to believe that Jesus is able, right? You got to believe what the word says when he say these things are clearly seen. Huh? I think I'm done. You can read a little bit more.
Being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead.
Yeah.
I'm
without an excuse. Is that what the scripture say? Yes. I am without an excuse. Yeah. Right? I can come up with all kind of excuses. But Jesus said, in his view, you are without. Think about it, saints. Don't let the devil fool you. I don't care what's going on in your life. Jesus still is God. And you still got to treat him just like he's God. Even when you feel up, say, I'm celebrating. He's still God. Even when you're down in a gutter, I mean low, no friends, nobody around you. Jesus is still what? He's still God. People treating you like they love you. They glad you there. Jesus still God. They don't want you. They can't stand you. They rolling their eyes at you. They talking about you. He's still God. You need to treat Jesus like he's what? God. No matter what's going on in your life, right? Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. That one.